hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Just show me Bala boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bala hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that one.
Person's in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happen, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing, just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Your mama don't know. War is me. Shame and scandal in the family. War is me. Shame and scandal in the family.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 1st of June, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. We've got tons to talk about. I got a full list of stories and questions to throw out at you. But before we get the show started, I want to tell you about Radical Acts of Publishing, an exhibition of alternative books. An exhibition of alternative books, Saturday, the 6th of June, 2026, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Pontiana Paper Press. This is a book lovers event. This is a book lovers event and a radical arts lovers event. What a combination. If you love reading books, if you have ever thought about creating your own book, you should come out and see this show. Radical Acts of Publishing. The show includes, the exhibition includes the show Propaganda. Propaganda, a series of magazines by the Guy Fawkes Party Press. Lots to talk about in the news. I want to talk about things I saw over the weekend. This is, like you say, people say trigger warning. This may be graphic. Things I saw over the weekend, a video of a motorbike and rider stuck under the front end of a car. A car, that's what I saw on video. What I saw with my own eyes on Saturday was a car forcing its way down the wrong lane from Shirley Street to Montague and forcing their way through their red light. They were frustrated, as many of us drivers are, because the entrance to Montague was blocked up with immobile vehicles, like the entrance, the place where cars are supposed to enter, not exit taxi drivers, enter, is clogged up with taxis and other private motor vehicles, causing quite an obstruction, which is fascinating to me because SIB, the police have an office right opposite the beach. In fact, the Governor General's office is there, right there. Like I tell you, you want a beacon for crime? Like, I'm still trying to figure out how the government is going to collect this surplus, how they're going to end the year with $70 in surplus, given all the stories on state-owned enterprise finances. You want a beacon for traffic offenses and revenue just waiting to be collected, you hang out outside or nearby in the vicinity of any government office or important entity. The hospital, the police station, government house, central bank, Nassau Street, police station and magistrate complex. You just have to go to one of these places where you expect to see police officers or people in authority to collect inordinate amounts of revenue derived from traffic infractions every day. And this story was brought to you by this headline, security officer killed in tow truck collision while walking home in Grand Bahama. This was from week before last, the 20th of May, Nassau Tribune. Here are some highlights from the article. The police didn't even notify the family. The police didn't even, right? Ms. Butler said she visited the traffic division and spoke with an officer who explained the circumstances surrounding the fatal collision. Quote, "This morning I went down there and spoke with the inspector," close quote, she said. Quote, "He told us that the guy said that he didn't see him. By the time he saw Uncle, he tried to avoid him, but it was too late and he hit him," close quotes. Ms. Butler said police are still investigating and are reviewing CCTV footage from the area. Now, I know that's Grand Bahama news, right? So the likelihood that the follow-up investigation on the story, the hit New Providence news, depends on the attention of the reporters. But this whole segment is brought to you by this headline. BSGC giving back more than $100,000 to charities nationwide. This was our news on Saturday. I'm going to go to the phone line quickly. I don't want the caller to wait too long. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Right, Amalia. If the government collect revenue, right, all they have to do is go right by six-leg roundabout. I guarantee you, in a month time, they collect at least $50,000 $100,000. I said, by the gas station, right? I said, baby, watch this, watch this. Watch your car get hit. She said, how do you know the car can get hit? I said, these people can't drive. Next 2 seconds later, blam, car get hit going on the roundabout.
Yeah,
they can't use roundabouts.
They don't know how to use the roundabout. The police refuse to enforce the rules associated with the roundabout. People continue to reinforce the most foolishness as rules of the road because their mind suits them, because they have no emotional regulation. Yes, I'm speaking to you this morning, 8233. A gentleman rolled past me in my own neighborhood, right? I guess he's maybe... Yeah, maybe he's shocked I stop at the stop sign in front of my own neighborhood, you know, in my own neighborhood. He proceeded to slide out of every stop sign we encountered as we made our way into town. No seatbelt on, obstructing traffic, right? I blew my horn because a car decided, as opposed to waiting at the stop sign at Blair, what they would do is they would force traffic to let them in by lodging their car in the middle of the Eastern Road. So I blew my horn at that car. The boy in the Jeep thought I was blowing at him. So his response was to tell me why I blew in my horn. And my response was to tell him, I don't talk to people who don't put on their seatbelts, who don't use their turn signals, who don't stop at stop signs and red lights, and who generally don't know where the line in the road is, have nothing to say to me. Sometimes I get intolerant, Fox Hill. Sometimes I get intolerant. I get intolerant of people who have no emotional regulation on the road. How dare you open your mouth to speak to decent drivers and you don't have on your seatbelt and you don't stop at stop signs? How dare you? In a developed country, you know, like the social credit system is, you can't have a driver's license because you don't have enough sense to be in charge of a one-ton motor vehicle. But let me get back to my article, Fox Hill. Before I get a little more intolerant this morning, this segment is brought to you by BSGC giving back more than $100,000 to charities nationwide. Our news, 30th of May, 2026. A major show of support for charities across the Bahamas is the Bahamas Striping Group of Companies give back more than $100,000 to nonprofit organizations nationwide, expanding their reach this year to include the Family Islands. The Bahamas Striping Group of Companies continuing its tradition of giving back by presenting more than $100,000 across 18 nonprofit organizations. President of the group, Atario Mitchell, says the company believes success should always be shared with the communities they serve. The donation comes as the company celebrates 16 years in business, marking the milestone with its largest contribution yet. Quote, $160,000 to share over 18 charities. So we think the mark of our year and anniversary as the way of giving back as well. Atario Mitchell, quotes by Atario Mitchell. Charitable donations are always welcomed. However, they're not welcomed more than structure, right? A company the size of BSGC is best suited or is well suited in this country to initiate structural reform as opposed to supporting impoverished communities through charity. But those are not the questions that I have this morning. The question I have this morning is how? How? How BSGC, how they make money? How does the striping group of companies make money if ain't no striping going on for the vast majority of this term, the last term? No striping. Are they striping the road to Atlantis? The underwater one? No, the one in Bimini, that one. Or are they striping the flight path for SpaceX? What exactly is BSGC doing in this country? And I think this is a question that we could ask because this entity started with a grant, a gift from the Bahamian people through a program initiated by the FNM. How is BSGC making sufficient profit to make major donations like this? What percentage of their overall profit does this donation and other donations comprise, right? Like, how much of, what percentage is this of their overall intake, right, of the year? Considering your company started from a gift from the Bahamian people, yet we can't get nothing striped in New Providence. You see, like, my intolerance, people who regularly ignore the lines that do exist in the road and the imaginary line that you know exists, whether it's painted or not. Those people, they like to open their mouth and tell people things like, don't blow your horn. And why are you driving so fast? Can't you see I'm on my cell phone? I wonder if you all see the connections in the public spaces between the behaviors of people who drive and the behaviors of people who drive the country forward. We're going to leave that section right there. Traffic, this is a public safety issue, a national security issue. You can't keep services running in the hospital. To what extent do traffic accidents and injuries resulting therefrom, to what extent do they use the public service resources? But we're going to transition. Let me check the text line. As a text, can someone please move the Foxtail Palm Tree Lane down for a week in front of Bahamas National Trust? Isn't the person responsible for the damage, responsible for moving the debris from the road and the sidewalk? For me, what it is the complete and utter disregard for students and pedestrians that have to use that sidewalk to safely traverse the area. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. I'm on the clock with Aaron.
Yes, you are. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Yes. Yes, sir.
First time caller.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I have two concerns. I heard Mr. Mitchell, I wouldn't say honorable, no disrespect, calling for the resignation of that Mr. Pintar should do the honorable thing and resign because he led his party into a defeat.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Christie, he was defeated. His first bid to become prime minister, he was defeated by the honorable Hubert Alexander Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't resign. He got to go and check his record, you know. And another thing, somebody in the Progressive Liberal Party had a meeting and leave Mr. Mitchell's boss. Mr. Mitchell, nobody is resigning and this and that and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, when he was defeated in Fox Hill, he tried to make Shaunnell Ferguson, the Honorable Shaunnell Ferguson, life a living hell. He went undermining and doing all he couldn't take his losses. You understand? He was a menace in Fox Hill. He wouldn't even give up the keys for the community center. He held that for 5 years.
He said it's private.
For 5 years.
He said it's
sometimes
private.
She wanted the whole function center. He wouldn't even give her access.
It's private.
The Honorable Fred Mitchell, who called himself honorable. Mm-hmm. You think that's anything an honorable person would have done?
I don't know if these honorable by them know. You know, in fact, let me put it to you like this. I grew up in a British school system. And my whole life, we spell honorable with a U, H-O-N-O-U-R-A-B-L-E. These by them grow up in a British school system, too, but they spell it without the U.
Exactly. Like I said, no disrespect to Mr. Mitchell, but you think that's something that an honorable person would have done. He tried to make sure, Ms. Ferguson, I attended a funeral. Me and my wife attended a funeral of one of his generals up there. And he brought everybody in that church to disrespect. And she sat in that church, very poised, St. Paul's Baptist Church, poised, and, you know. Evidently.
Now, okay, watch this. Let's be easy. Let's be easy. I feel you. I feel you. You know, but they say that's why you should just let Fred win. You should just let him win. Because what's worse than him winning is him being the first runner-up.
But she was the candidate. He lost that election.
That's what I'm saying.
He lost that election.
I hear you. You know, they're going to say this is all politics, right? They're going to say this is all politics, and if you don't like it, you should stay home and just vote.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I'm going to get into that. I do have a segment. We're going to lead into that in a moment. Thank you very much for that call. I want to talk about a statement that was published over the weekend, maybe on Friday, by Mr. Latree Ramming. It was published on the 29th of May, 2026, and I saw it on his Facebook account. The segment is called Freedom of Speech, in which constitution? Freedom of speech remains a protected and fundamental part of our democracy. That's Latree Ramming. At the same time, there will be zero tolerance for criminal defamation. The right to express an opinion does not include the right to knowingly spread falsehoods that damage the character, reputation, and livelihood of others. For too long, some have acted as though there are no consequences for reckless attacks on individuals. Those days are over. A strong democracy protects free expression while also protecting citizens from malicious and defamatory conduct. That is a statement by Mr. Latree Ramming, who is the Director of Communications in the Office of the Prime Minister and is also now a senator. This is a statement following up a formal complaint submitted to IRCA. We're going to get into the complaint in a second, and I have a series of questions. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How
are
you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Over the weekend. Now, Ms. Green, you know how you and I, like, we like our foliage and planting fruits and vegetables and things to eat rather than important things, you know what I'm saying? On Blue Hill Road, east of Pride Estate 1 and 2, there's a bunch of acreage of property round by Blue Hill BPL Dual Power Station where they cleared down all the hills and all the pine forests and piles of soil and piles of quarry and piles of rock. So I wanted some soil to put in my front yard to do my...
Sparky, you ain't going to take the soil from there, though, right? Sparky, you can't go. You have to ascertain the status of the property, ownership of the property. Even if it's government property, it doesn't mean that we, the people, could just go on the property and access what it is. I don't know if that's what it was you were going to say, Sparky. I don't know if that's what you was going to say. But it just prompted me to remind people that even if it's government land, you still need authorization, unless it's the juju in front of Bamsey, Dayan's, care of current caretaker, Mr. Brave Davis. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
You know, if I owned an insurance company or I was a body man or mechanic, I would welcome delinquency in driving, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would benefit. So I'm wondering if someone is being paid through however means to just don't enforce the rules of proper driving, because there may be a lot of people out of work and insurance premiums don't go up.
Well, at this point, it's not unreasonable. At this point, it's not unreasonable to question, to ask whether the lack of traffic enforcement, substantive, that's real, intentional, right, engagement of traffic in the streets, it's not unreasonable to argue or to question whether this is intentional, whether it's contrived, whether it is a part of an agenda, whether somebody say we are not enforcing traffic controls for a particular reason. That's not unreasonable. What we're seeing on the road is gone too far, man. You get tourists, right? Like, do they put crazy gas on the cruise ship? You got tourists, they walking in the road, right? And they watching, they wouldn't look at the traffic light. They refuse to look at the traffic light or the cars before they enter an intersection. And then the tourists cussing you off because you telling them, don't jump in front of a moving car, even if you in town. And then you realize the police standing right there smiling as if they are a tourism promotional product, as opposed to maintaining order on the roadway. Yeah, so it's not unreasonable to ask the question.
Well, I'm glad that you're siding a little bit with me with it being not unreasonable, because I'm trying to find a reason for why the laws, traffic laws, are not being strictly enforced.
Now, in December 2023, the then officer in charge of road traffic, Superintendent David Lockhart, he is such a, I want to say, approachable officer that people refer to him by that shortened for his name, right? Mm-hmm. He indicated on the show in a conversation about left on red that there seemed to be a disagreement between the police force and the government entities responsible as to how the policy should go. And they lobbied or suggested that you should put a sign where you cannot turn left on red, as opposed to putting a sign where you can turn left on red. Now, Royal Bahamas Police Force not in charge of the traffic signs, right? They're not in charge of the signs department. So that objection or whatever those feelings were should not have resulted in no signs actually being created. But he came on and said, after indicating like the path to that, to the point, that the police weren't going to enforce that law.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He said it out loud.
Well, you see, it kind of comes back to my position. Probably, it's deliberate. Money runs the world.
Whatever it is, it's had a detrimental effect on society, right? Completely destabilize the public roads. And here's what I mean. You know how many cars just be running the red light in the middle of this red light cycle?
I see them.
Right? Further to that, we don't understand how people learn and how people pick up soft skills like critical thinking, empathy, spatial awareness in public spaces, right? I want to take you all to Parkgate Road. We're on Parkgate Road and we're looking at Village Road, right? And we're looking at the light signal. The light signal is just slightly to the left at the intersection, and it has four lights, red, amber, green, and then it has a left turn signal. The drivers continue to turn left on red, whether their left turn signal is green or not.
Yes.
This indicates one of two problems, right? Either we have complete and utter psychopaths operating motor vehicles, operating our jobs, and raising children who see a green left arrow, turn red, and decide to turn left anyway. Surely, if you look at that intersection and you see a green left turn signal, you know that you cannot turn left when there's a red light. You can only turn left when your signal is green. The same thing on the park, on the Village Road northbound side. See, either we have a whole pile of sociopaths who just lie to themselves and say, oh, no, that light is green. I could go.
Yeah.
Or we have raised three generations of the most ignorant humans on earth, unable to determine what they're supposed to do when they see a red light or when they don't see a green light. Either way, we in problems, Uncle.
Yeah, we in problems. No, but I guess the more we become unevolved, the more we're going to have this. It seems to be becoming normal. And whenever you see what is wrong become right, yeah, we in problems.
Yes, sir.
And then pretty soon, my freedom of expression, my freedom of speech is going to be challenged.
That's up to me.
I won't be able to talk about this because they're going to squash, you know, they're going to squash. Hey, behave yourself now. Let it be.
Yeah, that's what they do all the time. Let me go into that right now, because you reframe the intro for me. Is freedom of speech the same thing as freedom of expression? Let's go to the phone line, producer. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
I good, thank you.
Nice, man. Nice debate. And that, my friend who just called before me making a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Aaron, we have a lot of laws on our books now.
Mm-hmm.
A billion laws, and nothing being enforced. You know, let me say a couple of things. Last month, Aaron, China put two top generals in the firing squad for corruption.
Mm-hmm.
The Philippines passed a law last week saying any civil servants, any politicians get caught. A pope in the sacrifice from me, they're going to the fire squad.
Mm-hmm.
Every country trying to call the politicians to the fire. What happened to us, Aaron?
I don't know.
What happened to us? We have young man say, see, I in a couple chat groups. I'm responsible for a couple chat groups. But I like to talk to a couple because got some smart people and some of the things.
Mm-hmm.
And when they see they're getting, you see, all I tell people, let's tell them with the truth. Let's bring facts. Let's bring facts. See, Aaron, let me tell you something. I've been around a little while, and all my friends, when I'm 25, 40, my friends are 60, 70, 80, get loaned all this. I like to read. Andres is the fifth largest island in the Caribbean. That's supposed to be designed for farming only. I don't want people to come together and dig no ground.
Yeah.
And doing food. The baby people, people have to stand.
Farming only. Yeah, farming only.
You don't want to Andres, particularly if you're only from Andres. If you're only grandpa and my, leave the island alone.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, that's go ahead.
We've left it underdeveloped. And we've made it this far. Leave it, quote unquote, underdeveloped.
Let us say that's the way it is. We can farm, we can get our crop, we can get our fish. Leave it, that's the way it is.
I tell people, ask the candidate to use the word archipelagic in a sentence. Right? Like, these are the things I tell people. Ask the candidate to use archipelagic in a sentence. Because if they can't use archipelagic in a sentence, then they have no idea what Andres is. And what Andres is a thing so valuable to the whole world that
exactly.
we should be getting paid to protect it and not touch it.
I keep telling you all this, Aaron. We will get no blessing in this country until 90% of the most could die out, who get our way.
Yes,
sir. Case, Aaron, I don't care what, as long as we keep putting these same people, the same stupid thing they're trying to put on us. I read your headline this morning,
budget increase sees $230,000 increase.
Jesus,
hold on. That
thing.
Don't. What?
Hey, and guess what I said in the chat groups? I say taxes, and more taxes. Mm-hmm. Where do you find the money from it?
I don't know.
That's the largest cabin to be about in the history of the Bahamas.
And they refuse to collect traffic revenue. They refuse it all right there. Billions of dollars right there in traffic revenue. They refuse.
Evan, why are we running a country like this, man? You had $97 million in consultancies. Nothing working right in this country.
Yeah.
I tell you, my accent, yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, caller. Let's get these last two callers out, and then I want to go back to this segment. Freedom of speech and what constitution is freedom of speech the same as freedom of expression? Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
I just want to offer condolences to the Ford family, the Stress Morley family, and now I'm hearing Slow Sanders from Street Borton, my mind.
Yes, sir.
But you you know, I just want to offer the community on behalf of them to their family and to their souls rest in peace.
Absolutely.
We hope that the Bahamas government will look and do something and these people honor because they made a contribution to our society. Mm-hmm. You know, Aaron, just like everything else, I heard the caller when he talked about if that was intentional, not enforcement, the lack of enforcement of our traffic laws.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could also be said, or you could come to that conclusion too, when you look at child abuse, when you look at $141 million being spent by Beaches and Park, and we still haven't had an effective environmental court to deal with these things.
Hold on. $141 million spent, and how many mulches they bought? How many mulches they bought? How many lots do they have already producing nutrient-rich soil
from the mulch?
Because we know we're going to have a fertilizer issue that's going to lead into a food supply access issue later in the summer. How many mulches did they buy?
That's why I believe it was a flash point. You know, but Aaron, in respect to what JJ was talking about, too, about corruption, you know, and I look at our travel budget being increased again. But I don't think no Bahamian, no right thinking Bahamian wouldn't have a problem with every single politician hopping on a plane and flying to New York for lunch. I want to test that. I really would like for the government. Stop it.
You are not allowed to make me burst out laughing on my own show, sir. There are very few rules, but that you are not allowed to do. Let's get through these next two callers, and then I got to get back to this headline. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? I'm sorry I missed you. Good morning, caller.
Ms. Green, I was not going to say what you assume I was going to say. I went to the gate. I spoke with the foreign white guy.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him for the soil. I told him what I wanted to do. He said I would have to pay $200 a truckload. I said, okay, give me two truckloads. I gave him $400 in cash, and he gave me a receipt for topsoil. He said he would tell the truck driver to bring it around to my house. I showed him. He could see from where I live. I pointed right to
the soil. The soil reached yet?
He said the person will bring the soil, but I wasn't here when they came. Instead of soil, Ms. Green, they dropped a bunch of boulders, nearly tall as yourself, in the front of my yard, in the road. A car already came round the curve and ran into the boulders. I told the fella, I said, I need my soil or take
Sparky,
it back.
Sparky, you ain't supposed to...
He said, today, they're going to send the tractors and truck right here to move this rock and soil and bring me some soil or he'll give me the money back. That's what I'm saying.
I got
Ms.
you,
Green.
But Sparky, don't... Sparky, you also are not allowed to make me burst out laughing on my own show, though. Okay. The most important thing is that they move the items that are traffic hazards out of the public roadway. The second thing is hopefully you get what you paid for. I hope you didn't get what you paid for, though. All right, so back to this subject. I saw the statement by Mr. Latrey Ramming, freedom of speech remains a protected and fundamental part of our democracy. And then I realized that this statement was attached to a larger discussion. And that discussion was about a formal complaint submitted to IRCA, titled Reformal Complaint Pursuant to the Communications Act 2009 and the Content Regulation Broadcasting Code of Practice, broadcast of defamatory and factually unsubstantiated allegations against the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and members of Cabinet. It is a letter. It goes on to say, I write in my capacity as Director of Communications in the Office of the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and on behalf of the Office of the Prime Minister to lodge a formal complaint with IRCA, the Utilities Regulation and Competition Authority, concerning the content of the above-referenced broadcast. During the broadcast, the host and his guest made and repeated a series of grave allegations of fact, presented to the listening public as established truth, asserting a number of things about the Prime Minister and relationship to other people. These statements were broadcast without any evidential foundation, without any attempt at verification, and without affording the persons named any opportunity to respond. That letter was written by Latrey Ramming. It was in reference to a program on a local radio station on the 29th of May, 2026. program is It Is What It Is. The host was Mr. Darren Cooper, and the guest was Sylvins Matea. So I had some questions I wanted to throw out before we move on to another segment. Is the Director of Communications the appropriate officer to make this complaint? Is the OPM the appropriate office to make the complaint? Should the Prime Minister formally submit the complaint? Philip Davis, the private citizen, make the complaint? Should a complaint be made at all? Can the PLP make any complaint about NAST, formal or informal, like formal through a mechanism that provides oversight for the space that the offense took place in, or just a general complaint? Like a voice note. Can the PLP make any complaint about nasty campaigns and social media engagement when their agents and supporters engage in the same behavior without public remand or consequence? Here's an article from October 2025. Bell, this election is going to be nasty. With the political season ramping up, Minister of Housing and Urban Renewal Keith Bell said the 2026 general election will be, quote, nasty, close quotes, as he threw shots at the FNM's last stint in office. Quote, this is going to be a nasty election, close quotes, Bell said during a recent Progressive Liberal Party men's branch meeting. Quote, I'm going in the garbage can. I'm going to get some stuff out Bradley Roberts' garbage can. Isn't that like an offense? Did they bury the garbage can with Bradley Roberts as the face thing? Because then it would be an offense. Anyway, back to the quote. Quote, I'm going to get some stuff out of Bradley Roberts' garbage can. I'm forward thinking, but at the same time, we need to remind some people of some things. Close quotes. And I always like to throw in at the end a quote from 2017. Davis vows, I'll cut off heads to save party. Interim PLP leader Davis has vowed to, quote, cut the heads off, close quotes, anyone in the PLP who stands in the way of the party's, quote, growth and progress, close quotes, following a prayer breakfast on Saturday, where he officially declared his candidacy for the party's leadership. Following a prayer breakfast, that's where he said that. So I don't know, can the PLP... Is the PLP, should the PLP be the entity to make complaints about nasty campaigns? Can this Davis administration or any agent thereof make complaints about nasty campaigns and social media engagement? Should we mandate that all political ads should include the names of the people or organizations that paid for them? The Constitution provides the right to freedom of expression, freedom of conscience, and freedom of association. But nowhere in our Constitution does it say freedom of speech. To what extent does freedom of expression encapsulate freedom of speech? Do we need to remove the charge of criminal libel from the law books? Should politically exposed people grow thicker skin, or should they be allowed to use the law to, quote, I don't know, I'm paraphrasing, destroy their perceived enemies, close quotes? Last question, is it time to create laws to govern political parties and political campaigns and political activity, as well as campaign finance reform? I remember the Director of Communications posting to his own personal social media platforms a conversation he had with one Miss Cindy Patrice Daxon, where he referred to her as Annie. Like, there's a familial relationship there. It amazes me that this is the way that this particular conversation has been framed. While they may have a legitimate complaint about this, the specific thing said on that specific show, the way that it is framed suggests a grand hypocrisy, grand enough to be celebrated at the Golden Jubilee, where we still haven't gotten the expenditure report from. Let's go to the phone line, producer. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, man, you know, it's all right, man. You listen, but you're cheating, man. You could make us laugh, but we can't make you laugh. By the way,
yes,
you call us slush funds, you know. I sent you something concerning Silent Rebel for Quiet Wars to show you how totally correct you were, but I just wanted to make two quick inputs here. Mm-hmm. With the incident you were talking about previously about the guy underneath the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that the driver was shot? Did you know that?
He was. So hold on. Was the injury from the shooting, did that cause him to lose control of the car and hit the boy, or was he shot after the incident occurred?
Well, it said that the companion of the guy who was underneath the car shot the driver and then and inadvertently shot his friend.
So that's it's alleged.
I heard it was on the news, but you know I'm confused. But I just wanted to make another quick input as it relates to freedom of the speech, censorship, et cetera, et cetera. So apparently we didn't learn anything from the pandemic as relates to status quo narratives and biases, as it relates to postulations and in personal opinions. A person can make a postulation and give an opinion and still be correct. And so a simple juxtaposition for me, right? These guys should be quiet until they pass the Freedom of the Information Act, because it's just about controlling people and controlling narratives. And that's not democracy. We already sense an unfreedom of the press. I don't need to say the rest. So we need to read between the lines, not the headlines. You know, just give thanks. Yeah, man, respect.
Thank you. Absolutely. Man, you caused something to come up in my mind. Do we need to say right now from the break, don't think you can pull a Motley or a Wholeness on us? Don't think you just go automatically go tree straight? We need to put that in a contract or something? We should have put it in the contract before the last election. Let's go to the text line before we transition to some regional news. Oh, I see the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron, good day.
Good day, how are you?
As usual, for your transition. Aaron.
Yes, sir.
The Minister of Finance, when he was reading the budget, I heard something, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I heard they said something, correct me if I'm wrong, that they're moving $700 million.
Into the National Investment Fund.
To the National Investment Fund, mm-hmm. right. Now, all of us who knows about the National Investment Fund knows that once funds enter that fund, nobody could divulge what transpired to that fund.
That's how it's written. I looked at the act. I got to look at it again. I looked at it when they were talking about it because my concern was, like, you know, if you had a sovereign wealth fund model, right, you had a type of sovereign wealth fund model, and then you shifted it to a different type of model, what the rationale is, right? Well, the government just said, well, the IMF just said this is a better model, but the government never really gave us a rationale for why they took on the IMF's recommendation.
But why would the IMF ask the government, right, to put the type of laws in place to make sure that the public, we already don't have a Freedom of Information Act, but this law is fund is protected by a law just implemented by this said administration to make sure that if anybody says anything, I want any information. I think it says about a year in jail or 10,000.
What? That's like the opposite of the Whistleblowers Act. I got to look that up. I got to look that up.
Look it up and see.
Yeah. Because I
will read it for the public because it's real. And for this administration, for the first thing they could think of is moving funds into that fund and knowing that the Bahamian people don't understanding
of what the fund is.
What the fund is.
How it's supposed to operate. I'd like to thank you very much for that, because I was big on this conversation. Let me tell you why. Because National Investment Fund, like I said, the IMF, we were told by the Prime Minister that the IMF or a similar supranational agency recommended that the Bahamas adopt this model or shift to this model from the then existing model. But my concern is this phrase: debt for nature swap. And I've heard conversations around similar entities, mechanisms like the NIF, National Investment Fund, that are also called debt for nature swaps. I was talking about debt for nature swaps for years, even I think with Lester Cox, I may have mentioned it, right? And here we are, but nobody want to call the thing the thing. Okay, so here is the international news I want to touch on before we go to the text line. I saw this article in Eyewitness News' social media platform, Attack Disapproval. The Bahamas has expressed solidarity with Romania following what it described as a Russian violation of Romanian airspace. In a statement, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs said it is deeply concerned after a drone reported the Romanian city of Galati on May 28th, injuring two people. The ministry called the incident a serious violation of international law and its support for Romania. So I want to say, what about Cuba? Venezuela? The Bahamas, Long Island, maybe. I've been hearing reports of very serious concerns arising after the first SpaceX rocket booster landing in Exuma waters. What about Cuba? What about Venezuela? What about Haiti? What about the Bahamas? What about the USS Nimitz making its final stop of its Southern Seas 2026 deployment in Jamaica? They're going to be, quote unquote, the warship will be coming to Jamaica, quote, close quotes, June 1st through 5th. Why are they there? Is it war or is it weather? Whether or not, what about Jamaica? All of this solidarity around serious violations of international law. What about us? What about us? What about the region? Let's go to, later this week, before we get to the text line, I wanted to talk about it today. We didn't get much, I mean, we were stuck on other topics. Sir Randall Fowkes Labor Day Parade route change, route change. They're changing the route of the Labor Day parade. And I hear what Mr. Ferguson had to say. Remember, I tell y'all, no more Fergusons in the union. I don't know if I like the Fergusons we have now. Good morning, Ms. Green. During the election campaign, it was revealed by Mr. Lieda from Premier Importers that $200,000 from the Ministry of Finance was the source of payment for vouchers, which were then presented with the PLP Abaco candidate's name as the donor. Can someone from the OPM tell us if the PLP has repaid the money to us, please? I will try. Here's what I'm going to do, because I think I'm going to put it in the zine, a magazine. I'm going to find all of the articles so we could follow closely the conversation around it. Because remember, when you're talking to lawyers, you have to be very pedantic. You have to put on your pedantic ears. All right, here we go. Aaron, they need to triple their travel budget. This is what the Israelites voted, and for those who stayed at home, bite iron and catch heat. I'm not sorry for them at all. Here's a text. While I respect BSGC donation to charities, how can they, when I heard from the budget debate, they are heavily subsidized by government? Reforms are needed. I go check that out. Now, when you say heavily subsidized, do you mean they're getting plenty, plenty jobs so they could pay their bills? Or they're actually receiving subsidies from the Bahamian government? Good morning, Aaron and Bahamas. Aaron, I just had to write concerning the latest restaurant complex in the cruise port. So this text is asking for the cruise port to take a moment to focus on the curation of the space and to please ask vendors to be mindful and aware of how their space impacts other spaces on the port and other people doing business. As a vendor, I feel you, texter, because it's so problematic working large events with huge speakers, because the people who are hired to DJ at these events have not been trained in the skill of DJing for exhibitions and fairs where people are selling things and have to engage customers. with their voices. So I wish you, here's another text. Good morning, Aaron, and thanks for enlightening us on the poor behavior and many of our citizens and visitors. But is the Bahamas a place capitalizing in murders? Check out Just check it out. Sad to say that so much ganja smoking around town until people high and don't know they are. Y'all notice, did anybody say anything about the cannabis compendium of legislation, the status on the enforcement of the acts, the status on the initialization of the industries, access to how many licenses have been purchased so far? Anything at all leading into the election and after? Here's another text. Good day. I love how you talk about traffic daily. It's a window into what kind of society we live in and perpetuate. We have a lot to improve in this country, but you know, progress. I mean, I don't think that people are understanding the role that us interacting with each other in the public space plays on how we teach, how we learn, how young people figure out how to navigate the world, but most importantly, how we understand the people around us. And for the parents that continue to engage in not just illegal, like you breaking the law, but totally reckless, immature behavior that reeks of a lack of emotional regulation, right? Like, yeah, you creating a horrible environment for your kids. Here's another text. There is the same problem on Meeting Street and Blue Hill Road with the turn signal. Oh, I thought she was going to say Meeting Street and Nassau Street right next to the police station where people don't stop at the stop sign. They could be red plates. They could be police plates. They could be magistrate and judge plates. Could be Corps of Diplomat plates. Y'all just, like, would you think your children think when you run the stop sign like that? Here we go. In 2025, former Honduran President Juan Hernandez was granted a pardon by Trump. The pardon was in relation to a 45-year sentence for drug trafficking. Roger Stone is identified as the individual who actively, quote, unquote, actively lobbied President Trump for Hernandez's release. What is the Bahamas' Roger Stone as a lobbyist to do? His job? To be good, whether you like it or not, whether you like how he's aligned or not, the man is good at his job. The other things to be considered, definitely text her. Morning, Miss Green. I will pay for all the PLP MPs to have lunch in Washington on Labor Day. Here's my thing. Why we ain't marching through town? I know that's like a literary week because I don't really do the Labor Day march because as a gay person, I was very scared because I don't trust Bahamians sometimes, lack of emotional regulation. But why we ain't marching through town? Why did we refuse to acknowledge these things as what they are? Like, this is important. Why are we not marching through town? Because town is the space, right? You got one monolith, the government with the House of Parliament, there, and you get the next monolith, the tourism, all must be kept at bay. That's why we hold bay. That's why we march on bay. That's why we protest on bay. Why we ain't marching through bay? Now, I see the article, Our News, 31st of May, that's yesterday, 2026 Labor Day March, to mimic that of the march led by Sir Randall Fox. And it was a video, there was a video attached. Here's what I got from the written text under the article. Members of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas Trade Union Congress convening for the annual Sir Randall Fox Labor Day church service. In Grand Bahama, they were at Living Waters Assembly. In New Providence, they were at Living Waters Kingdom Ministries. Ferguson says the parade will take a historical twist this year. Normally, participants march west along Bay Street and finish at Arawaki. However, this year, they will march down a route similar to that of the Labor Day parade in 1956, led by Sir Randall Fox. The parade will begin on Wolf Road and conclude at the Southern Recreation Grounds. Is it going through town? And why? And why y'all keep invoking these people's names just to glorify yourselves, but never to actually glorify their contributions. Where is the book? You know I make books? Did you know I make books? Did you know we had a whole, like, 8-week series on how to make books? Where's your book to give out to the public on the Labor Day March so they could understand why you changed the route and the significance of the chosen route? Where it is, man. And then just before I get back to the text, the flyer sent a meal. You could pay for it, $20. There's nothing unusual about that. But the meal is peas and rice and chicken and ribs and macaroni and beets. What y'all doing, man? What y'all doing? You're not going to be healthy? You're not leading by example? You're not setting the tone? You're not shifting culture through your infrastructure? Because you is labor? The most effective and effective body in this country, even more effective than politics when y'all could figure out how to not be improperly entwined with politics? Peas and rice, chicken, ribs, macaroni, and beets? Let's go back to the text line. Hey, good morning. To kill all this talk about turning left, all has to be done is making turning left light to a flashing amber light. Those lights were designed for the old traffic rules. However, some people think that they have the right to turn even though the traffic is flowing to the left that has the right of way. Let me tell you what the problem is. The law says that if you're going to turn left on red, you have to come to a stop. You have to treat it like a stop sign. The people don't respect stop signs either. PLP should be the last to complain or talk about being nasty. Sounds like freedom of expression and not speech. To all the ignoramus who say they are not conspiracy theorists, go and read or listen to Silent Weapon for Quiet Wars, please. If you are not convinced, I don't know what to do with you. Good morning, Aaron. Why are some people still wearing masks in public? Well, because we have a large number of people with compromised immune systems, people on dialysis, right? People with critical health issues that know the extent to which they could rely on their public health care system for care. So they're taking extra precaution. Plus, there was a nasty, nasty bug going around last month, top of the month. Horrible bug. So people are trying to keep themselves safe and they're trying to keep you safe from what it is that they have. That's why. That's all the text. Tomorrow we're going to get back into Labor Day. Caller, I'm so sorry. We're out of time. You guys have a great day. C.A. Newry and Guardian Radio AM is up next.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible. Work with the brightest minds. And leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.